The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 50. Hey there, and welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast. I know it has been a long time, and I can explain why. And I'm going to do that after I give a plug for the store. As always, I want to remind you guys to go to the Coffee Break Liberty store at coffeebreakliberty.com. In the upper portion of the page, if y'all recall, unless this is your first time listening, but in the upper portion of the page at coffeebreakliberty.com, there's a store tab, and I want you to click on it, and you're going to see great items. You're going to see mugs, you're going to see laptop cases, phone cases, pens, stickers, t-shirts, all the stuff you'd want to see, right? With the Coffee Break Liberty logo on it. So, go to coffeebreakliberty.com, click on that store tab, and get yourself a mug. And now, to the update and what's been going on lately. The last episode came out several months ago. What has happened since then? Well, a lot of personal stuff. I've been laid off twice. I was working overseas in Africa. Gino, the Liberty dog, sadly he's been rehomed. Though, don't worry about his Twitter. It's still up and active, and he is still telling politicians what time of the day it is. So yeah, though, just a lot of personal stuff. Like I said, laid off twice. Laid off once. Then I took a job overseas in Africa. And then 2 weeks after I got there, we got the notice that, this is ending too. So currently I'm actually recording this in between jobs. But I'm also at the racetrack this weekend, which is something, you know, if you follow the Facebook page, you get updates from the mailing list there on the website. You know that I've kind of focused. I've put a lot of effort into the motorcycle racing stuff, and I want this to expand a little bit into that. It is something I enjoy a lot. You guys may not care for it, but this is my logo, and that's what I want to throw it on right now. So yeah, at the racetrack this weekend here in Crescent, Texas, at the end of August. Giving you guys the best podcast I can give you. Sadly without Gino, but I hope you understand why there has been kind of a hiatus and, you know, the lack of content. I've been gone out of the country. I didn't take a microphone overseas. And the volatile nature of my employment, or lack thereof. So thank you again for coming back and listening. I really do appreciate it. As always, please share this with a friend. But let's get started with my opinions on what has been going on lately. First off, I want to talk about El Presidente Trump and his mugshot. And how it's making the rounds, right? And I'm going to misquote Bob Murphy, the great Bob Murphy, but he put it simply, it's like, it's amazing how both sides, quote unquote, both sides, the left and the right, are using the mugshot of President Trump, of El Presidente Trump, to prove they were right. And that's, if that doesn't sum up the political insanity and stupidity in this country, that, I don't know what does, right? It was like when everybody was showing Trump with Epstein photos or Hillary with Epstein photos. And it's like, guys, you can't keep showing. Don't you get it? They're both hanging out with this person that's a vile person. It's insane. What's really, I don't want to say frightening or whatever, but troubling. But it's another reason why democracy is just a dumb idea. It looks like right now Trump is probably going to win the nomination for the Republicans, which is crazy, because what? You're going to put him up against Joe Biden, and it, you know, that's even crazier. We're going to have a repeat of these two lunatics and morons. But that's, it is what it is. But there's a lot of people on the right, you know, and they consider themselves part of the liberty movement, but they're not. They're just these neocons that are in lockstep with Trump, and they think that he's some bastion of liberty. We know that he is not. He is anything but. But what you see a lot of them saying is like, oh, well, the Clintons weren't arrested, and so-and-so wasn't arrested. It's only Trump. Fair point. It is only Trump that's been arrested. And what he's been arrested for, or charged with, I should say, is pretty minor compared to what a lot of these other people, these other politicians, could and should be charged with. And that's my point. Trump is a good start. Let's get the rest of them. Charge every single one of them. They should all be behind bars at a minimum. Every single one of them. Yes, even the one you're thinking about right now. Should he be? Yes, that one too. All of them. This is the enemy class of the people. It's been this way for a while. What's troubling is that a lot of people are starting to recognize that, but instead of trying to fix it or find another route, they're just digging in their heels. Because they acknowledge that, yes, politicians are the enemy class, but it's only politicians on the other side. It's like, no. Don't you get it? It's all of them. They all go to the same clubs. They all play golf together. They all eat lunch and dinners together. They all party together. They all drink together. They are the same. They don't care about you or me, or worse, they don't mind us getting hurt. They don't mind us having our wages stolen from us to enrich themselves. They don't mind sending the youth of our country, I say our country, the youth of the United States, or Ukrainian youth, whatever other country you want to talk about, to die. They do not care about it. You could probably argue that they actually prefer it. Because when these wars go on, these proxy wars or military engagements, their stock portfolio increases in value. You know, this week was the first Republican debate. Goodness, if you want to call it that. And Nikki Haley came across as the typical neocon. And I'm glad so many people got to see it. What I'm worried about is that not enough people saw it for what it is. And they actually support what she said. She said, it's not that Israel needs America, it's that America needs Israel. What? What? Okay, so there goes that Israel first policy, all right? And I'm not one of these ones that usually, I don't go after Israel and the Zionist movements. That's not really my thing. In all honesty, I think Israel does have some right to exist. It's just the way they went about it. Isn't really kosher, and what they do today isn't good at all, which leads me to, you know, what else Nikki Haley was saying. Israel is, you know, that's without Israel and what Israel's doing, American freedom is in jeopardy. Are you out of your mind? Israel is committing war crimes against humanity, and that's, though, if Israel is not committing those crimes against humanity, American security is at risk. American freedom is at risk. Your freedom, whether you knew it or not, according to Nikki Haley, is over in Israel. That's where it is. We better go get it. Thankfully, Israel is there to protect it for us. And like I said, I'm not one that usually goes after Israel, but I just don't. The only time I really go after them is when the neocons think that they need to support this. It's an evil regime over there. It is.
They are surrounded, now, in all fairness, they are surrounded by other evil regimes. They're not the only one, right? They're not the only bad guys over there. They're all bad guys. They all hate each other, and they've hated each other for 3, 4, 5,000 years, depending on which book you want to read. And this is why every politician, everyone, should be charged with a crime. Nikki Haley included. Because they all support this stuff. They all pass a budget. If they're at the federal level, it's the state level, they pass a budget. Local level, you know, things like this. They allow this stuff to happen. Or if they don't allow it to happen, they vote for it to happen. They're in favor of it. At some level, they benefit from war crimes committed by Israel. And this wasn't supposed to be an Israel segment. War crimes committed by fill in the blank. War crimes committed by the United States. Their stock portfolio increases in value. We talked about that. Every politician, not just Trump, every single one needs to be locked up. And let's get this right. They gave him a bail, right? They allowed him to post bail. They don't consider him a flight risk, but one of the gentlemen that was also booked, he happened to be black, is considered a flight risk. He's the only one that wasn't allowed to post bail. But Trump was able to post bail for $200,000. If this is the crime of the century, which they're all making it out to be, him trying to overturn the election, I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to get into that. But that's what he was being charged with, right? Trump was trying to overturn the election in Georgia. If that's that big of a crime, and his bail is $200,000, especially for a billionaire, like, he sneezes that money, you know what I mean? Like, that's, if this is the crime of the century, and like I said, he's a billionaire, he can just leave. He is definitely a flight risk, because he has the means to do so. If he really feels the heat coming on, it's a farce. It's all a farce. Just to get people enraged. Hey, look, it's working, right? Every politician, not just Trump, deserves to be charged with a crime, and they should not be allowed to post bail. They get to sit in their little cell until they face judgment, until they face a judge and the evidence. The second topic that I want to talk about is something I don't really talk about it much, but it's the whole cancel culture stuff. And I'm just going to talk about some of the hypocrisy of it. So there's a show, I believe it's canceled now, or it's off the air, whatever it ended, whatever happened, called The IT Crowd. It's a comedy, to my understanding. In season one, there was an episode that was pulled from streaming. It aired originally, but once it made its way to streaming, they pulled that episode because it promoted violence against the trans community. Now, there is nothing with... I don't see anything wrong with having some sensibilities of, you know, like, hey, we think this promotes violence against a certain community. We don't, you know, like, I think the show is owned by BBC. I could be wrong, but, you know, if BBC is like, hey, we don't think this episode should really be aired anymore because it promotes, you know, violence, in their opinion, against a certain marginalized community, that's fine. That's, BBC can do whatever they want. And I think it is BBC, but whatever, the parent company that owns The IT Crowd, whoever it is this week, and streams it, they've pulled that episode, but they'll have episodes, you know, like Game of Thrones, right, and all these other shows, you know, on Showtime, and, you know, the really vulgar ones, they will, if you have kids in the car, this might get a little vulgar, but they have no problem having a rape scene in those shows. Doesn't stop them. So, essentially,
If you're a woman, you're just not marginalized enough. You're not marginalized enough. Or violence is okay against women. It's one of the two, all I can figure. It's like you're either not marginalized enough against, like you're not, you know, you're not in dire straits enough as the trans community. So it's okay to have violence portrayed on, you know, television or movies or whatever against you. But if you're in the trans community, you're in such dire straits that it is unacceptable to have violence. And this violence was comical, okay? It wasn't a rape scene. This show is a comedy, and the scene was described to me. I've not seen it, admittedly, but the scene described to me sounded like it was supposed to get a laugh. And not because they were hitting a trans woman, but because of kind of how comical it was, like going through a plate glass window and in the middle of a meeting and causing a ruckus. Yes, I just said ruckus. This is where the whole cancel culture kind of comes in on itself, right? Now you're playing the victim Olympics. I do believe I've talked about this before, at least elsewhere, if not on this podcast. You know, the victim Olympics. You are not a big enough victim. Women are not a big enough victim in society now that you can show them being raped. Men, same thing, right? But if you're a big enough victim, you can't even have comical violence, like satire, vaudevillian violence, against you on television, because it promotes that violence. So if that comical, satirical, slapstick violence promotes violence against the trans community, then what does a rape scene promote? What does a murder scene promote? I mean, you could say, well, no, it's not comical. Okay, so is all slapstick humor promote? Does it all promote violence against whatever community? If you are not wise enough, if you are not intelligent enough to watch television, to watch a TV or movie program, whatever, and understand that this is just entertainment, and you don't walk away, you know, if you're not smart enough to walk away from there and be like, oh, that was entertainment, but I know clearly I don't need to go out and punch people in the face. If you're not, now keep in mind, it's called TV programming for a reason, right? Then it wouldn't matter if you got rid of that programming. If that person is not intelligent enough to make that decision, it doesn't matter if you show it or not. They're going to see it somewhere. They're going to hear about it somewhere. And they're not going to know that it ain't right. If they're that flippin' stupid, if they're that devoid of intelligence, right? If they are that far behind the social curve of where they need to be, then canceling one episode or not isn't going to make the difference. We've heard the joke, right? Take all the labels off of the stuff under the sink and let the problem sort itself out. Now I get it, right? You would be your own victim, ideally, if you were to start drinking stuff under the sink. And in this case, somebody else could be the victim. But you don't have to have a disclaimer. Well, I guess you do now, right? I mean, if you need to have that disclaimer, if you're really that worried about it, if you think that your entertainment is going to have that much of an impact on somebody, then it is irresponsible. See, now I'm going to flip the script. Then it is irresponsible to make it. If you are honestly concerned that you think that that entertainment that you're making can have that big of an impact on somebody, then you're acting irresponsibly in making it. So either you know that what you're making is just for entertainment, and any logical, intelligent person would view it as such, or you know you're acting irresponsibly. Can we all be adults for a moment? Is that too hard to ask? Is that too difficult for some people to do? If we all know that it is. It seems to be a spiral. It's not all society, it's not every nook and cranny, but it's out there. We see it.
the lowest common denominator. And sadly, they all vote and they say things like our democracy. Our. Our this, our that, our democracy, our freedom, our independence. It's all over there in Israel. But if there's one thing you can take away, you know, like the white pill, right? I always try to leave on some hope, some optimism these days. If you go check out Nikki Haley's Twitter account, she is getting wrecked. She thought she came off like some winner. She came off like the buffoon that she is. She is not an intelligent woman. Well, I shouldn't say that. She might be an intelligent woman. She's evil. These people are not Christians. They pray before the debate. And then 10 minutes later, they're talking about murdering children in Palestine. We're going to win this. It's going to be tough. It ain't going to happen with an election. It ain't going to happen with Trump. It ain't going to happen with whoever the libertarians nominate. It ain't going to happen with Joe Biden. But we're going to win this. All right, guys, that wraps up this episode, and I want to thank you again for being patient with me and coming back to listen after all this time off. I do apologize for that. I would like to keep doing this more often, but honestly, I don't even know where I'm going to be in 3 weeks. Hopefully, I can get another episode out, though, in the meantime, but I will be very busy. Keep an eye out for motorcycle stuff if that's your interest. There's a lot of motorcycle stuff going on with Coffee Break Liberty. That said, when you go to the website, I do want to give a plug to the affiliate programs that I'm a part of. So when you go to the website, coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, next to the store tab, there's an affiliate tab. And I'm affiliated with Bluehost. When you click on that tab, you can read all about it and the great deal that I have for you. So my affiliation gets you a discounted rate with Bluehost. And they are great. They're a really great service. They do web hosting. They host this website and podcast. Additionally, if you use that link to sign up for your website, which you should have through Bluehost, you're going to get free publicity on my show. Not only on the show, but on the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook account, all the social medias, you're going to reach thousands of people right away with your new website. So if you're interested in starting a website, which you should be, you should all get a website. I'm telling you, get a website. Use my affiliate link with Bluehost. Let me know about it and you'll get a plug. Also, again, guys, before I sign off, I want to thank you again for listening, and I want you to share this show with a friend. Share the show. Give it a good rating. We are on Apple, iTunes, podcasts, whatever it's called this week. We're on Google Play, Spotify. We're all over the place. We're on the big three, I should say. We're not all over the place. We're on the big three, the only three that matter. So go check it out there, share the show there, and I'll talk to you guys next time. But until then, take care.